Now it's time for our first feature. Armed Forces Week has just been recognised, an opportunity to pay tribute to those who have served. Your reader is Ian Robertson.
In a world growing more uncertain, we rely on our armed forces more than ever, and that makes our duty to care for those who have served stronger than ever too. Armed Forces Week is a great opportunity to come together as a nation to celebrate and thank our serving personnel, veterans, and their families. Joining the military takes a remarkable level of commitment, courage, and self-sacrifice. By signing on the dotted line for King and Country, you're saying you're willing to risk your safety to protect others. Every member of our armed forces carries that responsibility, whether regular or reservist, whatever their branch, regiment, rank, background, or belief. And every veteran has a story that speaks to bravery, service, and pride. Their greatness was clear when they wore the uniform, and it remains clear in the challenges many face in civilian life, a transition that can be disorientating, isolating, and marked by unseen wounds. Yet in their recovery journeys, we see another kind of bravery, quiet, determined, and deeply human. Take Corey Mapp, for example. He fulfilled a childhood dream when he joined the Household Cavalry Regiment of the British Army. He couldn't have been prouder when he became the first person from Barbados to take part in Trooping the Colour, or when he rode through the ceremonial gate of Buckingham Palace to escort the late Queen. Corey loved the pride and pageantry, the honour of his regiment and the camaraderie. However, disaster struck in 2009 when, on a tour of duty in Afghanistan, his armoured vehicle hit a roadside bomb. He lost both legs instantly. Back in hospital in the UK, Corey was struggling to come to terms with his life-changing injuries. One evening, my daughters came to visit me, and they hopped on the bed and were like, "Oh, Daddy, your legs are broken, but you're going to get some metal legs and you'll be fine." That kick-started whatever engine is inside me. I had to live for my girls. I got up the next morning and sent for the physio. From there on, Corey went on a journey that was nothing short of remarkable. Help for Heroes provided sports recovery and paid for him to train with the GB sitting volleyball team. They also introduced him to bobsleigh and supported his training. This led Corey once again representing his country in sitting volleyball and bobsleigh. As a para-bobsleigh athlete, he's taken part in World Cups and European Championships. He's also competed in elite sport at the Warrior and Invictus Games. "I've won the bobsleigh World Cup and I've ranked top three in the world since 2015. There's a lot of success that's happened with the Help for Heroes and what it did for me initially. With the right support, veterans like Corey can achieve greatness again. In Corey's case, that was competing on the world stage in his chosen adaptive sport. For others, it might be doing the school run, finding a fulfilling job, or being an active member of their family. We all share a duty to help veterans and their families live well after their service. So let's stand with them and celebrate our military's dedication, bravery, and hard work. There are simple ways you can show your support, whether that's donating, volunteering your time, or simply taking a moment to celebrate our forces and the lives shaped by their service."